We're learning over here today, Mikvois Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. This is Mishnah Gimel. Learning over here is really part two of Mishnah Gimel. Mikvois, Bezeh, Shloshim Mikvois, three Mikvois. Bezeh Shim Shah, Bezeh Shim Shah, Bezeh Shim Shah. Maimsh, and the third one was Bezeh Shim Shah, Maim Shuvim. We are Sha'ov Minatzad, the Sha'ov is Minatzad, Mishnah, it's all the way on the left. In this picture, it's in cell number three. Viardu Shloshim Vitavlu Bohem Vinisarvu. Three people went and descended into the pits, in the respective pits, and the waters mingled together in the sarvu. So what is the halacha? The halacha is the mikvois tahirin. The law is the mikvois are tahirin, v'atayvlim tahirin. All the mikvois now become kosher, and the people that are immersed are kosher. Why? Because, mingle. Let's see over the Rav. The Rav over here, this, we did this yesterday, this should be straightforward. Bozeh shim, bozeh shim, mayim kshedim. V'shlishi esrim, so, mayim shuvim. The Tavlu Vinisarvu Ali Date Vilasan Sofuramaim Hishiku Vishiku Vinishabru Shloshtan Zeboze. They kissed each other. Three people, three of them, all the water has shaka. So what is the halacha hamikvois tahirin? Why? Afilu hasha'ov. Why? Sharei shnei hakshedim. Why? Because the two mikvois of hakshedim misarvim yachad. The two mikvois of hakosher, they're mixed together. The yeshkan shir mikvar boim so. Maim Kshedim. Uchashem Ischaber Lechem Hashav. When we're going to join to these two mikvois, the Sha'ov. Number three. Shamayim Tzav Malgabeim. Machmas Hatoivlim. Huchshru Meim Av Letzvila. It's now the third mikvah, which also connects to a kosher mikvah. Okay, so that's good. That's what we learned so far. It's very straightforward. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Here we're going to have another picture, one more picture.
Am I mistaken to interpret that Saf and Al-Gabeya means that the Mayim Shuvim doesn't even go down? That it's only hovering on top if you look at the picture?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, in this case, no, I mean, whatever. Ultimately, it's going to mix. That's the old Shiloh. When you have Hashaka, there's a dilution. That's the old problem. Whenever you have Hashaka, you automatically have dilution. So how do you deal with the dilution? It's the Alta Shiloh. You have dilution, you're right, but it doesn't matter there's dilution. The first moment that it kisses, it becomes kosher, and then if the waters get diluted, who cares? Once you do a hashaka for one moment, automatically all the water is good. All the water becomes a candidate for hashaka. All the water becomes good water. So just because the water is mixed back and forth, it makes no difference. Look, today in the mikvahs, modern day mikvah, the bar. The water in the bar is not the rainwater anymore. I think about Shmidman's mikvah, you told me they never changed the word for 25 years.
That was too much information, okay.
They have not changed for 25 years, so that means they fill up the bar with rainwater, do hashaka, you're good forever. You're good forever. As long as there's water. Now, what do you mean? Good? How could it be? Teretz is because once you do hashaka, it's kosher. Now what happens to the bar? The water gets diluted. The water flows back and forth. The water goes, especially because of the heat. This is the fact. The fact is that the water inside the mikvah is hot, and the water inside the bar is cold. They don't heat the bar. So what happens? It's natural that high heat goes to cold. So it's natural that the cold comes in. It's a physical reality. Reality that if you have cold water and hot water next to each other, what's going to happen is they're going to mix. If they have the same exact temperature, they're not going to mix. If they have one is cold, one is hot, the mitzias is they're going to mingle very quickly. So the fact that the mikvah is being heated and the bar is not heated, and you open up, take out the plug, and you leave the plug open for a minute, automatically the waters are going to mingle. So that means the water in the bar is no longer kosher water. It's no longer the original mega shaman. The water in the bar is now tap water. Who cares? The water in the bar is good. So then you close the plug. You empty out the mikvah. You clean it. You fill it back up. You open up the plug, and the water that you're going to use now to make the mikvah kosher a second time is really going to be tap water. But it doesn't matter because that tap water that went inside that bar now is
had a shaka. Once you say it's 47 mayim shuvim, it can't be possible anymore.
No, because once you do hashaka for the very first time, all the water becomes kosher mikvah water. I'll give you an example. Let's say, for argument's sake, let's say you have two boiras, and the rainwater only fills up bor number one. Bor number two is completely empty. They prevent, no, nothing goes into bor number two. But there's a plug that goes from bor number two to bor number one, to the tap water. And there's a plug there, finds the plug there. They open up, they fill up the mikvah with tap water. They open up the plug between bor number one and the mikvah. Ah, hashaka, alles ist gut. Okay, so the mikvah is now kosher. Then they open up the plug that goes from the bathtub, the big sauna, into bor number two. There's nothing in bor number two. Bor number two is empty. Open up the plug, it's flooded now. It's flooded now with all the water from the sauna. Right? Now close both plugs. Close plug number two and number one. Empty out the whole sauna. Empty out the whole thing. Fill it up again. And only open up plug number two. It's kosher mikveh. The bar now, bar number two, where did bar number two get its all water from?
Sure.
From the sauna, I call it the sauna. Right? It got it from the sauna. So it doesn't matter. Once you do hashaka, you're done. The water is going to be diluted instantly. There's nothing you can do to prevent the dilution of the water. When you have a bar next to the sauna and you open up the plug for 1 second, the waters are mixed. It's going to be dilution. So they have Lubavitch, I think, I don't know, one of Lubavitch had a brilliant idea, which doesn't really work anyway. The brilliant idea was, he put the bar underneath the mikvah, underground. You hear? And he made a hole. The plug is not on the side. The plug is on the ground, going further down into the ground even more.
So it's like an uka.
Right. And the rainwater, 40 of a whole bar, 40 saw, goes all the way down into goes from the roof, goes all the way down into the uka. And there's a plug on the ground between sauna and the uka where the rainwater is. And you take out the plug to make it kosher. What's the milo? What's the advantage? You're only going to be heating the sauna. You're not going to be heating the uka. So heat rises. By doing so, the goal is you're going to prevent the mingling. The water is not going to mingle. It's not going to be diluted. When you're going to do hashaka, you're not going to be diluting the pure rainwater in the uka. Because the pure rainwater in the uka is underneath, is lower down. And being that water is cold, and the water in the bathtub on top where the people are toivel is hot, because that water is heated. That's hot water. And hot heat rises, and cold goes down. So if the bar is cold, and the place that you're going to be toivel is hot, and you do hashaka for 1 second, there's much, much less of a chance that is going to be a dilution of the real pure rainwater. So that's what they've done. And then they did better than that. They put a buffer zone, a bar al gabi bar. This they all do. They try to prevent dilution by having a bar al gabi bar in regular mikvah. In the regular mikvah, they have this. They have a bar al gabi bar, and the plug goes from the top bar. So almost everyone really does this to a certain degree. Everyone does this technique. You try to protect the rainwater from dilution by not connecting the bar of the rainwater directly to the sauna, but rather the rainwater is in the very, very bottom. On top of that is another bar, and that you connect through a connection. And because there's a connection, the hope is that it's not going to get diluted. And then the second bar on top, on the side, has a hole into the sauna. Or what Babich does is they put a bar al gabi bar underneath the mikvah, two layers down. Heat rises and cold goes down. So if you have two layers, you have a bar all the way on the bottom with a very small, of the way, way down, level two down, is a pure rainwater. And you have the minimum size, Kishreferes Hanoid, connecting from that to another bar on top of regular water. And then from there, you connect with also a very small amount, where the place where people are actually immersed. And what's on top is hot, what's below is cold. So having a buffer zone in between the real mikvah, the goal is to prevent the dilution. They did this, there was a brilliant einfall what they did, but forensic scientists came along and did experiments, and they shown that it's a nechta katak. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you put the bar all the way down, deep down, many layers, bar, in a very short period of time, it all gets diluted. They show, I don't know, they're able to show, I don't know, maybe with food coloring, they put in coloring into the water. They put in coloring into the water, and they're able to measure the degree of coloring to show the movement of the water. Maybe not, I don't know, it's food coloring. They put in a certain chemical which attaches itself to the H2O. There's the H, there's the 2, and there's the O. And they have some type of chemical that they're able to attach to chleis, where they're able to actually witness, I don't know, under a microscope, a chleis, to actually track the actual flow of water. The rainwater that's in the lowest level, where is it now? In the bar, I don't know how they're able to do it. They put some type of chemical into the water that they're able to track where the water goes. They have some scientific way of doing this, and they've shown basically that it doesn't make one bit of a difference. You can have a bar underneath the mikvah, hot, cold, put ice cubes inside, and on top you can steam it all you want. The end is, after a very short period of time, it's a big taharuvus. It's just like everything else in this world. It's like pizza and falafel and Diet Coke all mingling in your stomach after lunch. It doesn't make a difference how you put it in. It's all the same in the Baichel. Okay. I have a very good sefer. Murdik has a couple of chapters on mikvahs. Unbelievable. After we learn it together, we finish mikvahs, we go through it. It's really, really good. Really goes through all of the techniques used today in the modern world. In the year 2021, of how to make a mikvah, we have to do it together. We finish this masach because it talks about all the different hidurim, all the different techniques, all the gedolim, what they did to try to make the perfect mikvah. And it's really good. It's easy. It's very easy. It's a 5-volume sefer now on mikvahs on minhagim. Unbelievable sefer. Unbelievable 5-hour. I used to go in the mornings to spend a lot of time with the sefer in the morning. Different topics. All right, next part of the Mishnah.
Let's go back to the Rav.
Right, the Rav. So the Rav, no, we have to know we did the Rav already. We have to now read the next part of the Mishnah. We have to first read the next part of the Mishnah before we do the Rav in this part of the Mishnah. Hoya ha-sha'uv ba'emsa. But let's say the sha'uv was ba'emsa. Cell number 2. The gentleman in cell number 2. Everything is status quo. Everyone is no good. The ganze Welt is gestorben. A churban like it always was. Now we go to page Pezayin 87. Paz. Roishai kesem paz. Did you say Baruch Shamar today? Baruch Shamar v'hayo haylam. Baruch Hu. 87 words in Baruch Shamar. Roishai Kesem Paz. Persian Gulf War, they threw a ticker tape parade for the Chayolim who came back to America. And they swept up the ticker tape when the parade was over. New York Times article. 87 tons of ticker tape were thrown down upon the Chayolim. And the message to us was, Uzmin HaShemayim. Roishoy Kesem Paz came from Shemayim.
I thought Baruch Shemayim came in Shemayim.
It did. There are 87 words. Roishoy Kesem Paz. Roishoy Kesem Paz. 87 words of Baruch Shemayim. Always remember that there were 87 tons of ticker tape for the Chayolim who fought in the Persian Gulf War. They used chemical warfare, you should know, in the Persian Gulf War against American soldiers. Chemical warfare, they don't talk about this in the news. A lot of things go on in this world they don't talk about. They don't talk about all these things. They don't want to tell you what goes on in the world. emes. The emes is that if you make any one penny less than $400,000, you don't have to pay one penny in taxes. You know who said that yesterday? The President of the United States of America. He also went into a classroom with a little kid, Kidalach. He says, are you in high school? This is high school? This guy is gone. Gone. 80, how many million votes did he get, this guy? You believe it? Yeah?
Right.
The forensic audit is underway. They might actually shut it down. They right there. The Department of Justice is looking into it. They're going to try to shut it down, the Department of Justice. They are tittering. They're going to do everything they can to prevent this order from being completed. And even if it's completed, for the results to be revealed, it'll be explosive what they find. They could actually prove that the machines were programmed to cheat. And then the question is, who gave the command? Investigation, who gave the order? Trickle your way up the hierarchy of government. And then Obama will be implicated. And then there'll be a whistleblower that will say, I testify that he told me to do it. Here's the proof. Here's the tape. Here's the evidence. A black man stole the presidency of the United States of America. Black lives matter. That's right, the black man himself, the mother of all blacks. There's no father, though. There's no father.
That's the Mefarshim and Halakim and Kushim at Yamli.
There are certain groups of Jews also that identify with black life. They don't have a father. There is no Avinu Shebashamayim. There is no father. There is money. Does the outs. Kesef Yanako. Weiter.
104.
Pezayin over here. We are over here. Pezayin. Let's see over here. The Hoya Hasha Beemza. Machmas Shahashov. Mafsik Bein Shnaim Hachitzainim. Hakashayim. Ein Hakashayim. Misarvim. Ze Im Ze. That's what you do.
What are you reading?
What? I mean, the Raf. Page Pezayin. Let's read the Raf first. Maybe we have to read the Raf first. The Rav says over here, "Hoya hashav be'emsa machmas shahashav mafsig bein shnayim hachitzayim v'hachashedim ein hakashedim misarvim zem zeh." So what is the halacha? The halacha over here is hamikvois kamo shahayu shakashedim kashedim lahikavois aleihem lahashlim arboim so kasherim. So the law is that the kasherim, the kosher mikvos, the hakasherim kasherim lahikavois aleihem lahashlim arboim so kasherim, that the other two mikvois, they don't become more disqualified than they were until now. They still have potential to reach 40 saw on their own. The water inside of those two mikvahs on the left and the right, on the two extremes, they remain the way they were until now. They had 20 saw of mayim of geshem. Good. So even though now that you have done hashaka with the sha'uv is not going to disqualify you and make your 20 saw of geshem into invalid. The same way your 20 Sof Geshem was Geshem before, it remains 20 Sof Geshem. If you'll have the good fortune that someone will come along and bring Geshem, there'll be mispalo that it should rain, and another 20 Sof Geshem will come upon each one of you. You will achieve the 40 Sof Geshem and you will be in business. If it will not rain, then you'll be the way you are until now. You maintain the status quo. Do not think that just because you had Hashaka with the cell in the middle, in the emsa, and that cell, that hashaka is going to ruin you. It's not going to ruin you. It's not going to ruin you. You will remain the same way you are. Until now there was potential, you still have that potential. Just because you went to yeshiva doesn't mean it's going to ruin your potential to be a person in this world. The yeshiva education is not going to take away from your ability to become a politician and destroy the world.
they say a meister that I forgot who went into a cheder in Bnei Brak, and he announced to the Rebbe, he says, the stipler is here. So the Rebbe looked at him like he's crazy. The stipler passed away several years before. He says, the stipler is here. Which is what he's talking about. He says, every boy in the class has the potential to be the stipler. Every boy in the class. Okay. You have to take your obligation very, very seriously.
Yeah, I guess so. MS nachon hadavar asher dibarta. Weiter, hamikvos kmo shoyu shakshem shkashem lekavos laleim laashlo barbar misog shem hashav ein kosher lekavos alof v'yav even though shemei me hashav misarvim im kol echad, even though the meme hashav is misarvim im kol echad loy mifsli lekavos leim the derech hamshach and misarvim loy. Why? The derech hamshacha nisarvu. This is called only hamshacha. V'loy naflu min aklilik shedin. If you would pour in sha'ov into the megasham, then it'll be a problem. But here there was no pouring. It was just hamshacha. And hamshacha is not enough to ruin the 20 saw of good kosher rainwater.
Why is it hamshacha rather than hashacha?
Why is he using that term? I don't know. In the Mefarish, he used the term Ashaka, and here he's using the word Hamshacha. I hear, I don't know. The Derech Hamshacha Nisar V'loy Naflu Min Akli Likshem, it wasn't even poured in. Mumasha Yardu Mimendu L'chol Echad Nisbatel B'roif. And whatever came in to each one from the Sho'ov is bottle. Koidem before, what does it mean? Mumasha Yardu Mimendu from it. L'chol echad nispatel b'roiv koydim sheyardu l'mikva. What in the world does that mean? So that's why we need a picture. Picture 104. Picture 104 to explain the words of the Rav. Okay, v'alpi yishabemi hashav m'misarvim m'kol echad lo mivsli ha'ak b'kovas alehin. Mayim sh'uvim, the mayim sh'uvim ho'ivrim al gabi ha'mechitza u'misarvim b'me ha'gashamim hare elu mayim sh'bo l'mikva. So he's saying that not only is this water not going to disqualify the mikveh, it's also going to be even kosher water. You can use that water that overflows to add to the 20 saw to make the mikveh into a kosher mikveh eventually, because it becomes bottle. Let's go by the Hamay on the left side. He says Hamay Mashuvim. Misarvim beroiv megeshamim mechutz l'mikva, umayim sheuvim shemisarvim beroiv megeshamim mechutz l'mikva, har elu b'teilim beroiv. Ve'en pais l'mishloi shesnak pais l'mishloi shalugim. Ve'en pais l'mishloi shalugim elu rak k'shem noyiflim b'fnei atzam l'mikva misarvim b'shoich ha'mikva. Okay, now on the bottom he writes, me'agashamim shebetstodim loy nifsolim anach mikam pasul al yidei ha'mayim ha'shuvim shebe'emsa mishum shnei taimim. Aleph, המים אשרים בבוים למקווה על של מי גשמים דרך המשוך. ובדרך המשוך לא ידע שאינם פויסטם אלא אף כשאינם להשלם. That's what we said before. בייס, המים אשרים המסעורים במי הגשמים מחוץ למקווה. Okay, he's saying another svar, that there's going to be a taruvis above the wall, above the thickness of the wall, is that's where they're getting mixed. So but saying two separate dinim, two separate lomdash dinim of why there's not going to be a problem. Number one is because of hamshacha. It's not pouring, it's hamshacha. And that he's saying is a leniency. Number two he's saying is that because there's going to be a taruvis, a mixture, above the wall, hamay ma'ashiv m'sarim b'bei ha'gashom m'chutz l'mikva. U'b'teilam b'roi m'gashom k'odim sh'yiblu l'mikva shol m'gashom. U'tam adav sh'adu oymer m'sharak m'yit mayim shuv m'sarvu ha'gashom. Nisarvu, Haroi Migsham, Kosal Chazanisha, Toivel, Behol, Mikve, Male, Samayam, Shemikve, Algabi, Mikve, Shetovel Boy, Beoifen, Sheroif, Hamayam, Shalgavia, Mikve, Bowman, and Mikve, Atsmoy, Virak, Mute, Nitrel, Litzdodim. So he's saying the Chaznir says the case, the Chaznish, in other words, the one who drew the picture. How do you know it's only a mute? How do you know? Because in a chalam, that's the case. Because that's the way the picture is being drawn. The picture drawn is over here. That you're on top of the wall. Top of the wall, you only have a small amount. You have a miut, and that's why. That's why it's not. That's why it's become bottle, because it's only a miut. It's not. It's not a roiv. Okay, gewaldig. Excellent. Okay, let's go over here. That's the picture over here. Let's go back to the Rav. Let's do the Rav one more time. That Rav one more time. Rav here says, the whole Rav here, the Hamikvos Kamashal, you Hakshem, Shak, Shadim, Kashem, like Alikavos Salim, Alashal Arbam Saw, Bakshem. The Ashov, Ain Kosh, Likavos Love, Ayavi, even though Shemem, Agashab, Missar, Mim Kolech, or Lay Mipsley, Likavos, and Slamming Apostle, why not? There Hamshok, and Missar, Vulenaflum, Nakli. Uma Shayar Duni Manu. He's saying now a second time, the way the Mepharish explained over here is giving an entirely different reason. He just said, the Oid, basically, according to the way the picture, the illustrator, what he really said over here is, V'masha yardu mimenu l'chol echot, nispatel b'roif koidem shayardu l'mikva. The second svara. Okay, that's how he explained the picture over here, that even besides the fact that this Hamshacha, and Hamshacha, it's not pouring, and Hamshacha does not passel, it's not going to make the most, we're concerned here, the three lugim, if you have 20 saw of water, you do not yet have 40 saw. So the rule then is that if three lugim of mayim shu'uvim fall into the mikveh before, you stunt its growth. So here, why don't we say there are three lugim that are falling when all three fellows go in immersed at the same time? There's a flow of water going back and forth between them. So why don't we say that there are going to be three lugim of water from the sha'ul that's going to enter into each one of the two kosher mikvahs on the sides? So the answer is, the only time three lugim will passel a mikvah, will stunt the growth of a potential mikvah that does not yet have 40 saw, is only if you pour mayim shuvim into those mikvahs. But if you're not pouring, and water just happens to flow in derech hamshacha, that will not stunt its growth. That's number one. Number two, even if you were to hold that Hamshacha is equivalent, is problematic, just like pouring, the reason why this case is there is because it was already botel. You're not pouring into the two kosher mikvahs on the left and the right pure mayim she'uvim that are three lugim. Even if three lugim do make their way inside, they've become already been mixed with real kosher mikvah water. Megisham, because the Megisham is rising from the kosher mikvah left and the right. And that kosher mikvah that's mingling with the Mayim Shuvim is the majority, according to the Chazon Ish. And the Mela, it's going to be Mevatel, the minority of the Mayim Shuvim. So even though at the end of the day, you may have three Lugim of Mayim Shuvim coming into the mikvah on the left, coming onto the right, but before those three Lugim came inside, there was Botel on the thickness of the wall with rainwater. So therefore, even if you're not going to go follow the svara of Hamshach is not equivalent to pouring, just the fact that there has taken place bitul, that will be sufficient.
Good.
Okay, now let's see the Ikar Mefarshim. What does it say in the Ikar Mefarshim? Back to the beginning of the Mishnah, giving Mefarshim to Hakdama, page 86. 86, the Ikar Mefarshim says, Hakdama, Mishnah Senu Don, Mishloshim, Mikvoy, Shal, Ashrim, So. Hasmuchim zelaze, shnayim mekem him imayim kshedim, v'echad imayim shuvim. Fine, three mikvois, three pits, two are good, two are not good. Okay, next, page 87. Hamikvos tohoidin, afilu hasha'ov kohokhsha. In the case where the shav is on the left, he's a lefty, he's a Democrat, the one all the way on the left, we're able to be matayim. It's all about position. You learn from this merdik of art. You have people that are no good. It's all about positioning. If you put the guy in the middle, he'll ruin both people. You put him on the left, then the two people that are good are going to overtake him. Life is all about where you stand, not where you sit. It's all about positioning. Ha mikvaois, the mikvaois are psulim. What's the problem over here? Ha mikvaois are psulim. I'm Torim. Afilu ashav is hukshar. Even if there's not going to be a shveres hanoid in the chibur, why the b'she'eva Loi bin in kosher so noi da feel the place of a place gam machmidim gam be shiva ha ha kosher kaven sin shair of hum la mala velo der nekev velo der nekev sagi be kol shu kay mishta khosn git shvan skedish that we hear when it overflows on top you don't even need kish of ferris han even it's even a sliver even the kedev shferis is only when you have a nekev so now you did a new you said in the laws of mikvois. A Nayachidish to go test the people on the bus, in the B-48, to ask them this question, when do you need a Shafaris Hanoid when you don't? You only when there's a Nekev. There's no Nekev you don't need. That woman, when she stuck out her two fingers to me, I should have said, you only need that when there's a Nekev. But if the Chibur is Lamala, you don't need that. That's what I should have said to her. You only need...
I thought that she was showing you half the thickness of Shifra first, or no?
She was. So I was saying, if you would put up the other finger, I was straighter. If you would put up the other finger, thus be Shifra Hanoid, but you only need that when there's a nekef, not when the Chibur is Sofim Lamala. You think I should have said that to her? You think she would understand? She would tell me, oh, Yashakoyach will give Kiddush now because you've been Mazra Psha in the Mishnah. Not what I should have done. Weiter. This story is gonna go down in my museum. We're gonna have like you know one of those talking mannequins. I'm gonna go tell over the story. Maisa Shahoya. And show the picture on Avenue on Locust Street.
Not allowed to display her hand.
On Locust Street. So we'll have like you know a Locust Street. I think we should put like a sign. Kan Hoya Maisa on the street. Put up. Weiter. Okay, that's it. There's no more Ikam Afarshim. Now we have the tabla to do. We have the tabla.
Tabla 42.
Tabla 42. Page 89. Shloisha mikvois smuchim uvcholechad eshim sot v'nitsa v'yardu shloisha t'meim v'tav lochem v'shasha v'shasha t'ila go. I love that word go. Gaiva. It swelled. Go, it swelled. Mea mikvois v'nis orvu zebo ze. Shnei mikvois k'shem ha'shlishi shebetzidim is shov. When you have two mikvois that are next to each other, and the one on the left is no good, what is the halacha? Ha'mikva ha'sho'ov huchshar esuch shel kabel toma. Good, fine. Ve'atoyevum nitaru l'fi shishnei ha'mikvois ha'kshedim nis orvu zebo ze. V'nasu arboim so. The mikvah hashuv hushak, hashaka le'arboim sa elu hushafi afu. The yaf the mikvah habitzaya hushak tchila. Even if he's saying a chiddush now that he did not say elsewhere, which let's say the mikvah rishonu hushak tchila l'shav lo nifsal l'fisha hashuvim yardu elav derech hamshacha ubidl b'roiv. He's saying over here is as long as the two kosher mikvahs are next to each other, it's going to be kosher. Even if the first one to immerse was the one in the middle, and when he immersed, let's say the first one to immerse the one in the middle and the one to the left. So the one to the left, he's saying, is shepasel the center mikvah with gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. If the first two people to immerse are the middle fellow and the one on the left, so then what's going to happen? Three lugim of shah of water will be overflowing into the middle mikvah, which does not only has 20 lugim of rainwater, because the middle cell did not yet connect with the cell on the right. That's the end of the Mishnah. It's okay. It's okay when that happens. Because when that happens, we just said before, they remain the way they are. The water that overflows is not going to ruin the center mikvah, the good mikvah, because number one, it's hamshacha. And number two, even besides Hamshacha, when it comes over the top of the wall, it's bottle. There's a majority of rate of kosher water, which is mevatel the three lugim of the non-kosher water. Okay, now let's say it's not in that situation. Let's say it's in the center. So then everything remains status quo. We just remain the way it was until now. Hamayim b'mikvos hakshem nishar b'kshedim. Hamikvash hashav nishadine kishav, atoivlum nishad between Moslemin, Tamil, Lefisha, Mikvois haksherim, loy nishabu yachad. Because the Mikvois that are kosher do not have chibur, The mikvahs that are kasherim, which are the mikvahs that are kasherim, those are the mikvah on the left and the right, on the extremes. The one that's in the center. Each that's mechaber to the one left and the right. And because the only mechaber, it's not going to, at least it's not going to loy posol, it's not going to ruin it. All right, gevaldig. Now we go to Mishnah Dalet.
Rebbe Rufem, let me get into the car and I'll call you back to do Mishnah Dalet.
Okay.
Five
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
What story?
Okay, good. Right, Mishnah down.
Mishnah Dalet has sefoik vahadli. A sponge and a dli. Yeshay bochem shloish logi mayim vodaf lemikvah loy pesulu. A sponge and a dli bucket shayib hem shloisha lugim maim venaflu mikva loy pisalu, they did not disqualify you, wash lo amu ela shloisha lugim shenaflu. If the water is in the utensil or the water is in the sponge that falls into the mikvah and there are three lugim, it does not disqualify you. Only time it disqualifies when you pour directly three lugim of mayim shuvim into the mikvah, that gets to stunt the potential growth of the mikvah. Let's see right away the picture number 105. 105 has sefeg v'adli, dli sheyesh a pocket dli sheyesh by pachas mishloisha lugim mayim shuvim. Here it is less than 30 lugim.
That's how much
Mishnah
says.
Let's see. Sefeg shayu bohen. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the picture. I have no idea. Had dli sheyesh by pachas mishloisha lugim mayim shuvim. Yesh da mayim habluim b'defanei sakli. The im, here's what it means. See, he's coming to be maz with the Mishnah. The im nitztaref mayim elu mayim shebesoich adli yeshkan shloish lugim oyoyse mayim shuvim. You see, he's saying a tremendous chiddush. He says that if you take have exactly three lugim mayim shuvim in the dli, and then it falls into the mikvah, then the mikvah does become possible. The only time when the Mishnah says that it's not going to become disqualified is when the shloish lugim is going to be the shloish lugim and the dli together with that which is absorbed into the walls. Then only then do we say that it's going to pass the mikvah. And nafal adli l'secha mikvah she'in boi memso loy pas ladli yes a mikvah d'haynu shamayim habluim b'doifin akli ak dadli eina mitstorfim lahashlem l'shloish lugim lifsel yes a mikvah tam hadin shamayim habluim b'dfanas eina mitstorfim b'dmi a mikvah they don't combine v'loy gazhu shloish lugim ela b'mayim shamis orvim. In Meha Mikvah, only when you have mamish water that mingles. If part of the water is trapped in the walls, it can't mingle. There's no taruvis. It can't mingle. There's a machitza. There's no taruvis. B'meila, it's not possible. Now, what about a sponge? Zelbazach sponge. Moli mayim. Chelik min ha-mayim nimsa b'chalolim shebesech ha-sfug. Part of the water in the sponge you'll never get out. You can squeeze all you want. If you take three lugim and you put on a sponge, you can squeeze all you want, you're not going to get back what you put in. It's like life. You can invest all you want, you're not going to be able to take out what you put in. You can pour upon the sponge three lugim of mayim, you can squeeze all you want, you're not going to be able to extract all three lugim. The mela, that is not going to disqualify the mikvah, because the mikvah can only disqualify if the water is able to fully mingle. And it cannot fully mingle in this case. Svayg mali mayim, chelik min mayim, nimsa mibchalom shabzach ha-svayg, evi chelik min mayim, bubulu b'svayg ha-choymer ha-svayg, the matter of the svayg. Part of the water is absorbed in the holes of the surface. Part of the water in the matter. Also, if gam kan in the mayim shebechalolim shebesoyik ein shlosh lugim, in the mayim shebechalolim shebesoyik ein shlosh lugim, v'im nitztaf lehem es hamayim habluim b'choymer hasvayik, atzmai yesh kan shlosh lugim. If you combine together, you can have three. Hamayim habluim b'choymer hasvayik, einam nitztarfim lemayim shebechal hasvayik, v'loy nifzal mikvah. O'me'oyset ha'ma omer b'mayim habluim b'shebedli, the zel b'zat ha'ma is because in order for it to describe a mikvah, it has to be a taruvis, it has to be able to mingle. And if it cannot mingle because part of the shloish lugim is fully absorbed in the matter, in the choymer hadavar, then it's not going to work. It's like they say the neshama comes to this world. If the neshama gets absorbed into the gashmias, and when the person leaves the world, you can't extract the neshama from the gashmias. It's torture. Person has to live a life in this world where the neshama is floating on the gashmias.
Right, princess.
Okay, let's now look at the Mishnah with the Rav. Short Mishnah. Hasfeig v'adliv shayim ha'am shlosh lugim 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 ha'am shlosh Rav. The Rav says shachay yishol b'am shlosh lugim ha'am b'luim u'dvukim ha'am. Avol einam nirin ba'ayin. Like the way he explained in the picture. Like the illustrator has demonstrated. The water, you don't have three lugim of mayim that can be separated. There are most of it can be, but there is a part of the water that's absorbed the walls. Hilkach legazur rabbanon de'ein zem mikre naflu. Even though theoretically there is three ligma ma'amshu that is now in the mikvah mingling, but since you cannot fully extract it, that's why this will not disqualify the mikvah. Let's see, ikam mefarshim, ikam mefarshim muz. A lot of ikam mefarshim here. Hakdama.
Wait, hold on. So wouldn't make. Naftamina is the material of what the dli is made out of, no?
Sorry?
So wouldn't there be a naftamina as to what the dli is made out of?
I guess so. If you have it made out of glass, made out of some type of material where it's not going to get absorbed in the chomer. Only in cheres does it get absorbed into the chomer adover. If it's made from some modern day synthetic material, like glass, or let's say plastic. Ah, plastic. Plastic, or let's say styrofoam. How about that? Styrofoam cups. It's going to be in my museum, the styrofoam cups, because that and plastic bags, because no one's going to even know what they are soon. Yes, I went to Chaim Berlin. I was so disappointed. The first time ever, I come there every day for Mamish. We're talking over here, centuries.
Yeah.
Could be even before my celebrations. I take my coffee there, and there's always styrofoam cups. And right. Yesterday was the first day, no
paper
more start paper cups. Unbelievable. Niskat Nu Hadoros. It's a simon that we've stooped to a new low. It used to be you had permanent kalim. Odomos Choshev. Then we went down to disposable. But even the disposable kalim, they're not disposable in the landfills. They're not biodegradable.
Degradable.
They're not biodegradable. They have a kim, l'olam void, in the landfill. Now, Odom has stooped to a new low where the kalim, they don't exist. Not only is it not choshev, is it disposable, it's a type of something that's disposable, which is biodegradable. It will soon cease to exist in the veld. Das ist a mahus, a simen of an Odom. The Adon is soon going to cease to exist. This is a pechisa in the covered Adon. The godless Adon. The guy with the Kedusha. The Chaim Berliner of man is going away.
And out comes the plastic cups.
The plastic, is plastic biodegradable? Is plastic biodegradable?
No,
it's not. So how come you let it have plastic still?
It's a good question.
It's only a mulchama, mulchama la Hashem ba'amolek, only on styrofoam? Why styrofoam? Mochota davazeh. What was its chait? The medrash. Mochota ha styrofoam. Shenigzor leha. Gzeir shmat. Mochota. What was its sin? What about the plastic bags?
Okay, let me get it.
What do they say? Shemiksas mehem sham shemiksas mehamayim hashuvim biluim udvukim lidli. It is absorbed into the matter of the bucket. Ul Rambam ul Rosh Mari. Oh, the Rambam is going to be chaylek. The Rambam ul Rosh Mari afkeshochi hashuvim b'sech chlal hadlim be'ein elosh shepeh hadli tzar. The evsher sheyetsu kulin rak nisorvu derech hapeh. Hatzar in meha mikveh, v'chein sosa mashochnach. So he's saying the Ram says no. You have mamish a lot of water in there. A lot of water in the kli. The point over here is that it's in the kli, and the kli has a very narrow opening. So it's not going to be able to flow freely with the water of the mikveh. V'chein sosa hashulchan aruch u'mehai time akol shloish shalugim mayim shuvim shachayu b'tzad mayim kesherim. Whenever you have shlosh lugim of mayim shuvim, that is b'tzad mayim kashedim, v'nagu zeh bozeh, lo nifslu hakashadim. So the says the Shulchan Aruch, he says stam if it's betzad. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Rambam. And the issue over here is that it should not be a taruv. It's the only time the halacha is going to say that the three lugim is going to pass the stunt, the potential growth of the mikvah, is only when it's nisorev. But if the three lugim of the mayim, that it's no good, shuvim, is bitsad, and it's not mixing, mingling, how can you create such a situation where it's going to mingle and it's not going to actually touch? The way you're able to do that is where the pi is tsar, is where the top is very narrow. So if it's very narrow, there's going to be a diminishment in its ability to flow freely. Good? Yeah?
I mean, high time, a call, slash, look, and time, show, Michel, you with Salman, Michel, and
Bobby Zemzel, and Mr. I can't hear you. Your cell phone service. I can't hear a word you're saying.
You see? Okay, hold on.
Rabbi Yitzhak, I can't hear you. Oh, you know, Rabbi Yitzhak, maybe we should stop now. I got. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Okay, one second. That's what.